It's time now for our Champions of Education series, which we do weekly, and it's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation is helping build products that the world uses every day. Today, we put the spotlight on Lake Ridge Academy, and joining us right now from Lake Ridge, their head of academics, Mike Shawless. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, there are a lot of great things happening at Lake Ridge, and I want to begin with something that happened to your thespian group. They were recently one of only four schools in Ohio to do something. Well, what an incredible group.
We are blessed to have a talented director like the one that we have here. Ms. Rodriguez is just fantastic, and the kids are wonderful. Their fall play was adjudicated by the local area thespians and was selected to go to state. And as Christy says, that when that happens, it's like they've won the state championship and they've gone to states to perform. So it was a great honor for us. This is actually the second time we've done this. We did it maybe 10 years ago. We had the same honor bestowed upon us.
I'm curious how that works. So they go and they perform this at state, and it's judged.
Well, what happens is that the we belong to the state thespian, the area sure. state thespian group, mm-hmm. and so other people from other schools will come to our school to watch the fall play that we had. And then based on that, they would decide whether or not these plays should go to state. And so you're judged from however many plays, they're judged all through state. So if you win the main prize, then they ask you to bring your play to the state conference in March, and you put on the performance for them at that time.
Very cool.
Very awesome accomplishment because you're, again, only one of four schools in Ohio to do that. Really, really awesome stuff.
Right.
And the middle school also recently formed a club that's doing some great things, the Engineering Club. How did this all come about?
Well, not surprising. I think you've probably been talking to other people, too, that this is becoming a bigger thing in schools now, the Fab Labs and things like that. And we were very fortunate that 2 years ago we put a new building on campus, the Kemper Science and Engineering Building. It gave us additional, like, 9,000 square feet of space that have a state-of-the-art chemistry lab in there, but also we have a fab lab in there. And so we hired so last year was our first year with a real engineering program here, and we hired this guy, Todd Morrison, who decided he was an engineer and wanted to teach. And he's come here and he's really created quite enthusiasm here. And so this year last year he worked with my upper school students, the high school students, and this year we decided that we wanted to open things up now to the middle school. And so we actually had it scheduled so that every middle school student, now you have to remember we don't have that many we have about 90 some middle school students, but every middle school student was able to participate doing something in the Fab Lab in the fall. And from that, they moved into robotics and the first Lego League. And so there was a lot of enthusiasm for it. And they went off, and they did a good job. They got to go on to the competition, and they didn't win anything this year. But, we're looking forward to the years ahead.
Well, Mike, you had said it. A lot of the people we do talk to here on this Champions of Education segment talk about the engineering aspect. And I'm curious, you said you dropped that from the high school to the lower levels so those kids could get involved with it a little more.
We expanded it, would say. We didn't drop it. Yeah, expanded it down. The goal is to actually expand it all the way K through 12.
Sure.
Our campus, we're an independent school and we're a K through 12 campus, and so we're all situated together here, and we've created on school, and this really goes to the fall play too, three centers of excellence. One is Center for Fine Arts, and that's where the kids, the thespians, are coming from. A Center for Global Citizenship to get kids ready for 21st century and global perspective, and then the other center, academic center that we have, is the Center for Scientific Exploration and Research, and that's where these kids are putting their energy in. And robotics and engineering is just part of all that.
Mike, what I was curious to ask you is, you're not the first to say you've expanded to the lower levels. I was interested, have there been studies that show that, like foreign languages, this is something that kids have a tendency to pick up better at a younger age and carry with them on up through the higher grades?
I don't know that there's any I don't know of any studies that shows anything about engineering per se. Certainly it's true of foreign language, and our foreign language program does start at kindergarten, and they start with Spanish and French in kindergarten. But you know, I think it just sort of makes sense. What is sort of old is the idea of hands-on experiences for students. Mm-hmm. I mean, this goes all the way back to John Dewey and practical knowledge. And you know, you think back. I don't know how old you guys are, but I think back to my days. I mean, there used to be shop classes in schools, and they did away with that when vocational schools came. And so even those kids who are going to be on an academic track, they're going to go to college, never had the experience of working, you know, actually in a shop and building something with their hands. And I think what things are what's coming around now with the makers movement and that is that they're seeing how beneficial that is. And I think that's why schools are bringing that back into their curriculum.
Mike Shawless, head of academics at Lake Ridge Academy, is our guest here on our Norton Corporation Champions of Education series. You referenced the Kemper Science and Engineering Building. I want to get a little bit deeper into this facility. You mentioned it gave you a lot of extra room to work with, but what are some of the things going on inside that building that you guys are very, very proud of, even in the early stages?
Yeah, I would say that first of all, as I said, that we had a state-of-the-art chem lab that actually is very comparable to a college lab, which we're very happy for, and we needed the space. I think the biggest thing that is going on is that it gave us space for our research institute. What we've done with our centers of excellence is each center has a certificate program that you can do extra courses during high school to get a certificate that says you've completed this. And one of those is the Institute for Scientific Research that we have, where kids actually come up with their own research project. And over a course of, it starts the second half of their sophomore year, and the next 2 years, they are actually doing research in the lab. And Kemper has a research lab just for these kids. And along with this research lab, we also put on this big greenhouse. So they're working in both places and doing different experiments on all kinds of different things that they're working with.
Well, it sounds like it gives them a lot of awesome experience. And if nothing else, I mean, look, that's the kind of exposure I think you certainly want the kids to get. And it sounds like that new facility is doing a lot of wonderful things for you guys. And I would imagine that there are some great plans moving forward as well. I want to transition to the National Scholastic Art Awards in New York City. You guys would be very well represented. I believe 9 students are headed to that from Lake Ridge.
Yeah, I think this is really a telling of our Center for Fine Arts. We also have in the upper school, we have a school of arts that some kids can get into as a certificate program. And you know, we've just been fortunate. We have some fantastic art teachers here. And I guess one of the things that's sort of unusual for maybe not for us, but for other schools, is that we have, in the upper school, we have a 3-year art requirement. So all our kids are required to take 3 years of art. And I think when you put that kind of focus on the arts, I think you end up getting the products that we do and the success that we've had in this area.
You mentioned that they're required to take 3 different years of art. What are some of the things that they experience along the way? Because art can be considered a number of different things, but what all is involved in that curriculum when having them taught art for 3 consecutive years?
Well, there's a lot of choice in their upper school. They can go a fine arts, they can go a studio arts track, and so that they are studying painting, or they could be studying ceramics, or they could be studying sculpture. They could be going in the acting track. This is where we get our thespians from, and there are a number of acting classes that we offer. We offer choreography classes. We offer tap dance classes and dance for theater. They could be going into an instrumental class, and we have a strings program that they could go to, and we've had kids go through that in the School of Fine Arts. They could be going into our jazz band as an option. Choir is an option. There's just a lot of different avenues they can go. And you know, one thing's sort of unique that we have in the fine arts, and this is where you see the theater kids, is that we have a musical theater workshop that to get into it is by audition only. And we have some really talented kids in there that do some wonderful things.
Do you guys have any concerts coming up for that? I mean, I know that's certainly one of the big draws, especially as we get closer to the springtime.
Yeah, well, actually, we have a concert tonight you can come to. Our lower school is having a concert tonight. But we are doing our next big thing as far as upper school is our upper school musical is on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 7:30 here. It's free if you want to come. And we're doing School of Rock this year, and I think it's going to be fantastic. We have some really talented kids involved in that. And as part of that, we'll be competing for the Dazzle Awards, which is a new awards program in downtown Cleveland that would actually enable the winner of the Dazzle Awards to the individual students to go off to New York City and compete there.
Mike, you mentioned School of Rock. Are the kids going to be playing the instruments in that? Or
again, it's Christy Rodriguez who directs this, and she says according to the to get the rights, you have to have the kids play the instruments.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, Mike, this was a lot of fun. Certainly appreciate you carving out some time for us, and we'll definitely do it again soon.
Great. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Again, Mike Shawless, head of academics at Lake Ridge Academy, joining us on the Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation is helping build products the world uses every day.